Running Mesechus Zvachim, we are in the sixth parak up to Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah asks the question, Chatas Ha'ov, Ketzad Hoysa Nast, that when it comes to the Chatas, the sin offering which is brought as a bird, what exactly is done? How do we perform the Avodah with an oaf, as the Halachos, as we'll discuss in a moment, are different than if one would bring an animal as a offering. So Hayam Moilek es Rosh Mimul Arpa. So one of the main differences is we're familiar with Shechita, the slaughtering, the ritual slaughtering of an animal. However, when it comes to a bird for the purposes of the Avoda in the Beit HaMikdash, instead of Shechita, what is performed is Malika, in which the Kohen with a very sharp right thumbnail will pierce the back of the bird's neck. The left hand of the Kohen is holding the neck as well as the legs of the bird. And therefore, instead of the Shechita, this is how the Malika is performed. It's a very difficult avoda, as we'll discuss, that has to be done in a very precise way, but Enu Mavdil, that it cannot cause any separation or decapitation of the bird. In other words, the bird, the head has to remain connected to the body. But even more specific, when it comes to a bird, there's another difference in that when it comes to an animal, to do the shechita properly, one has to cut through both of the simanim, namely the veshet and the kana, the trachea as well as the esophagus. However, when it comes to a bird, only one of the simanim is necessary for the shechita to be proper, to be kosher. And when it comes to the malika, only one of the two simanim may be cut. If you would cut through both, that's considered a form of mavdil, of separation. The pasuk says explicitly in the Torah that one is not allowed to do so. Therefore, he has to be very precise in how he does the malika. Umazim edama al kir hamizbeach, and he will sprinkle the blood of this bird after the malika was performed on the wall of the mizbeach, on the altar. Shari hadam haya mismatza al hayisod. So what's different is that when it comes to a bird, as we're familiar discussing, before the zrika after the shechita, after the slaughtering, there is a kli, there's a vessel in which catches the blood, in which the Kohen will then take this vessel and bring it to the Mizbeach and sprinkle from the vessel. Here, it says that it's done directly from the bird, so that the blood is sprinkled not through a kli, but directly from the bird. The leftover blood after that was done is also placed upon the foundation, the yisod of the mizbeach, the altar. Ein l'mizbeach el adama. Unlike other animals, when it comes to this bird, when it comes to this chatas offering, the only thing that is placed on the mizbeach is the blood. There's nothing else, no sacrificial parts that are taken from the bird. Rather, b'kul kohanim, it is all completely consumed by the kohen.